USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence heading to Nebraska today to visit flooded areas of that state. Historic flooding in the Midwest, killing at least four people and doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
Authorities say a fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company chemical plant outside Houston could burn for two more days, but officials say they don't believe it's posing a threat to air quality in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Following a terrorist attack like the nation's never seen, the Prime Minister of New Zealand is calling for national unity. And USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the government called foreign immigrants invaders.
Meanwhile, ISIS is urging retaliation for the mass shootings at those mosques in New Zealand. The terrorist group's spokesman ending 6 months of silence with an audio recording in which he calls the shootings by the white extremist accused of killing at least 50 an extension of the campaign against ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is filing a lawsuit against Twitter and several users of Twitter for $250 million over what he claims is a bias against conservatives. In the lawsuit he filed in a Virginia court, the California representative blames the social network for silencing conservatives through what he calls shadow banning, when a user's content is secretly blocked or made less visible to others. Nunes argues Twitter knowingly monetizes content that is abusive and defamatory against conservatives. The Pentagon is giving Congress a list of projects that might be put off to pay for a wall along the southern border that President Trump wants. The president declaring a national emergency at the border last month, allowing him to access Defense Department funds to build a border wall. The projects that could be cut have not yet been awarded to any contractors. And about $8.5 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The American Gaming Association expects 47 million American adults to lay down bets during the tourney. 40 million Americans are expected to at least fill out a bracket. Remember, you can find us online anytime. Our newly designed website is available at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.